We're also going to talk about the World Series right now, because joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the former Texas Ranger great, the Hall of Fame pitcher, then former Rangers president, and now serving in a similar capacity as an executive consultant with the Houston Astros. It's Nolan Ryan. Good morning, Nolan.
Well, it's good that you mentioned all that Ranger stuff, but I'd much rather you mention the Astros, because I'm now kind of distanced from the Ranger time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all because that punk-ass John Daniels now got up there.
Well, you certainly got the last laugh, didn't you, with a World Series title last night.
Yeah, and I slept in, gave myself a little gift, and slept in late this morning, and I was just trying to stoke the embers of last night's campfire to get a little warmth going this morning. As soon as I do, I want to have some rabbit sausage and aardvark taquitos and that.
Still killing all your own food?
That's the way God intended it, yeah.
And what are you doing, just camping out right outside of Dodger Stadium?
Well, you know, it's like I mentioned, I wonder what that little punk-ass John Daniels is doing this morning, because I guarantee he's not stoking a campfire 200 miles from civilization with a World Series ring on his finger, that's for sure.
You're 200 miles from civilization?
That's right. Mm-hmm. On a satellite phone.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, it was quite a series for your Astros, quite a season. It was really incredible.
Well, it was obviously a great day for... hey, what'd you think of that? You, Darvish, said them Dodgers were thrown out there.
It was pretty bad.
He had a rough time.
Want to remind all Ranger fans, that was that punk-ass John Daniels' idea to bring you, Darvish, to the Rangers.
It wasn't yours, huh?
It wasn't my idea, and it didn't work out for the Rangers, and it didn't work out for the Dodgers organization either.
No.
If you ask me, I'd rather have a regular guy from Millsap, Texas, than some superstar from Japan.
Oh, man. Well, you know, both can work.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit, you can probably hear it in my voice, that I'm a little bit ticked off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit.
Because of that Yuli Gurriel thing.
Yeah. That was pretty offensive.
I don't understand it. I mean, he gets suspended for doing something for 1 second that I did through the entire third game.
Oh, my gosh.
Nolan, you shouldn't say that.
I grew up in a different time.
Yeah, but
that
still
doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
And some people were mad at me there at the stadium when I body slammed Larry King last night.
Oh. Why would you do that?
I don't like him rooting for the Dodgers.
Oh, well, there were a lot of people there rooting for the Dodgers.
Yeah, but I knew I could take Larry King.
Well, yeah, but he's like 90-something years old, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's feeling every day of it this morning, too.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Well, you sound very angry for having won a World Series.
Well, I guess it is, because I see all you people with all your fancy contraptions and your inventions that make life easier for you, and I guess it makes me a little envious.
Like what?
Well, you guys are riding cars and that sort of thing, and I'm still barebacking on zebras and all that.
I've seen you drive a car before, a truck.
Astros are pissed at me, too.
Why?
Because of, I don't know if the TV cameras picked up on it, but I messed up and granted a ticket request to the head snow monkey.
Oh, no.
And then before I knew it, the whole troop of them heard about it, and I was getting ticket requests left and right, and before it was all over, we added over 300 snow monkeys there to Game 7.
No kidding. They didn't show that on TV.
All in the same section there, wearing their Astros jerseys, and all had a, you know, glove on one hand, hoping to catch a home run ball. But when we won, them snow monkeys overran the field, and they were going crazy, tearing off our players' jerseys to resell them or use them for their nests. They were stealing jewelry and copping fields.
Man.
They were going full Weinstein on some of the women.
Terrible.
And so they were able to somehow trace the snow monkeys being there to me.
Yeah, I wonder how.
Somehow.
I got in trouble with the Astros, right?
Well, I hope you get through that. I'm sure they'll forgive and forget just in the wake of the glory of winning a title.
Well, yeah, they got that, and, you know, I helped them get that title, and now they'll forgive me because I did help them get that. And even if they don't forgive me for that reason, I'll just show them a little bit of footage of what I did to Robin Ventura's face.
Oh, gosh.
You like that, Jeb?
Well, I guess. Yeah, it's a legendary story.
Come on up 35 and beat your, 45 and beat your ass. That sound good?
That sounds great, Nolan.
All right, then.
All right, then. Congrats. There he goes. Nolan Ryan.